In a matter of hours, a quarter of the town was little more than smoldering ash. What started as a small fire exploded into a wind-whipped apocalypse. People ran for their lives. The streets boiled. What was left was unrecognizable.
You could go down a street and not even know where your home was.
That's Pat Vella, president of Siskiyou Habitat for Humanity, one of many hands rebuilding this historic logging town. Nearly 2 years after the horrific Bowles fire, normality is slowly returning to the Siskiyou County city of Weed. Last month, 75 truckloads of soil were delivered, earth to replace the 6 inches of topsoil scraped away from the fire zone. According to City Administrator Ron Stock, 60 of the 143 homes destroyed in the blaze have been rebuilt. Recently, a new dollar store opened its doors. 5 more prospective businesses have paperwork filed with the planning department. Stock is very pleased with the progress. Vella, too, is optimistic.
If you go downtown and take a look, there are some empty stores, but it's not, I believe it's going to come back stronger than it was.
Though it took less than a week to contain what started as a score-settling arson fire and nearly a month to extinguish it, recovery is taking much longer. After the fire, whole neighborhoods resembled a war zone. The high school and elementary school were damaged. Both the Catholic and Presbyterian churches burned down. The library and its 8,300 books went up in smoke. Even one of the city's water towers was destroyed. The other was left inoperable. The town's largest private employer, a lumber mill, temporarily ceased operations. Electricity was out for 10 days. The mood is better now, but there were moments of despair. In 2015, Weed lost a larger share of its population than any other community in California, Stock said. Losing people hurts. Less money circulates, sending commerce into a downward spiral. Residents who stayed faced significant hurdles. Andrea Herr is a case manager with the Weed Long-Term Recovery Group, an organization created in the fire's wake.
Many, many houses were older and underinsured. Even some of the houses that were newer turned out to be underinsured compared to the very expensive cost of rebuilding today. And a lot of people had to use much of their personal contents money to help with their rebuilding.
Stock said disputes between insurers and homeowners over the size of settlements have lengthened the process. The city and county have greased the skids in some ways. The city resurveyed the entire burned area. State and federal grants subsidized permit fees. Over the months, nonprofit, religious, and social organizations stepped into the breach. More than a dozen hammer-swinging volunteer construction crews, coordinated and supported by HERS organization, have helped with rebuilding efforts. Nevertheless, locals acknowledge that the fire will leave a lasting imprint. Rental housing isn't being rebuilt. The economics, Vella explains, just aren't there.
They're not going to rebuild their rentals because of the fact that the percentages aren't there. They can't get the average rental in the city of Weed is anywhere from $400 to $700. You can't rebuild a home and turn around and rent that thing out and have any type of income off it. It's just not feasible.
Nevertheless, Weed is on the way back. A 400,000-gallon steel water tank has stood for a year. Both churches are under construction, and work on a new community center is about to start.
People are optimistic, and they're pleased with the progress that's been made, but there is a huge amount of work to be done yet.
Road repairs and $2 million worth of construction on water mains, sidewalks, and gutters get underway this fall. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.